It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. On President Donald Trump's first day in office, he suspended the U.S. refugee admissions program. That left a number of Afghans who worked alongside the U.S. government and military for years in limbo. Back in 2022, hundreds of Afghan refugees in similar situations settled in Wisconsin through that program. On today's Wisconsin Life, host Maureen McCollum brings us a story of some of those Afghan refugees whose lives are at the center of an exhibit in Appleton.
After the Taliban returned to power in Afghanistan in 2021, thousands of people fled the country. In 2022, more than 850 of those Afghan refugees resettled in Wisconsin. Now, many of them are making their home in the state. WPR's Joe Schultz has more on an exhibit in the Fox Valley, trying to foster more understanding about the area's newest neighbors.
Farah walks through a pop-up oral history exhibit at the History Museum at the Castle in Appleton, looking at portraits of fellow Afghan refugees. Farah lives in the Fox Cities, and WPR is withholding her last name due to safety concerns for her family back in Afghanistan. The exhibit is called Our Afghan Neighbors. It features banners with photos of Afghan refugees who have settled in northeast Wisconsin. The portraits are accompanied by interview excerpts that help tell their stories. Farah conducted the interviews.
When I was doing the interview, I realized this much of diversity within Afghanistan. Like, every one of us are from one of the provinces. So I saw a lot of difference in our culture, too.
The exhibit was designed to move between different places like schools, universities, churches, and businesses. Farah says it's meant to help Wisconsinites better understand their Afghan neighbors.
These people who are coming, all of them hate war and violence. They just escaped from that. They just want peace. They value education. They want to improve their life here. They want to support their kids. They want their kids to be happy here.
But Farah admits that moving to Wisconsin wasn't exactly easy. She arrived with her husband and son in January 2022, and they had never experienced winter before.
I was crying. I told my husband, no, I don't want to stay here. It's so cold. I really cannot.
She and her husband both found jobs soon after and eventually chose to make the Badger State their home. Farah grew up in western Afghanistan in the Herat province, and she loved going to school.
I have very good memories of my parents supporting me, going to school, then university.
Farah began working for the Lincoln Learning Center in Afghanistan in 2014 as part of a United States-funded project.
I was teaching English language as a second language for university and school students. We were advising for the students who wanted to come to the United States to continue their education.
Farah says that program helped thousands of Afghans come to the U.S. for their master's or doctorate degrees before they returned to Afghanistan. Her husband also worked with the U.S. government as a university lecturer. As the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan declined throughout 2020 and into 2021, the Taliban was seizing more and more land. Farah says Afghanistan's residents had experienced social reforms before the Taliban returned to power that gave women more freedom to get an education in advance. She says that all went away when the Taliban returned to power in the summer of 2021.
Everything changed, and women didn't want to stay in that country and experience the same things that they have had like 20 years ago. That was the reason everyone just wanted to get out of Afghanistan and don't see that those scary scenes from their childhood.
She and her husband left Afghanistan in 2021. Their work with the U.S. government helped them secure visas to leave. When she settled in Wisconsin, Farah remembers having some challenges feeling at home, like struggling to find traditional halal foods. She says World Relief Wisconsin helped provide rides to Oshkosh or Milwaukee to get the food she needed. And things have only improved since her first January in Appleton.
The cost of living is lower than this some other states, so we are seeing other Afghans coming. We have an Afghan family who opened a store here, so we don't need to go to like Oshkosh or Milwaukee. So it's going well.
As Farah continues to establish her Wisconsin roots, she works for World Relief and helps other refugees resettle in Wisconsin, people who may one day share their own stories.
WPR's Joe Schultz brought us that story on the Our Afghan Neighbors exhibit in Appleton. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCullum.